Welcome to Project Nerd.
We caught that on the intro.
Did we?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Another episode of the Nerdcast here, season 3, episode 9.
It is 9.
All right.
Wow.
All right, almost
in the double digits.
Yeah, we're getting there. So, very special edition. I think we've said this like the last
Every time we do this, it's a special edition.
All right. Well, this is another special edition.
Yeah, to be fair, back when we weren't doing them very often, they were all fairly special. Now we're actually doing them
almost weekly. We're like an after-school special.
Yes. Was it the steroids?
Slightly more profane.
Steroids edition with Ben Affleck. This is an after-school special. I guess we should introduce ourselves and explain why this is a special edition episode. So
I can tell you why it's special edition. Hashtag pro nerd tour.
All right. Well, we do have... We'll start on the other couch. I'm sorry, Aaron. But we'll start with Bob and Tyler here.
Hola.
Hello. I'm sitting next to Tyler this time. It's
awkward.
I think the room is going to tilt.
We do have Aaron.
Okay. Hi.
What was that?
Dynamite edition, Aaron.
Pushing one out. Myself, Iggy, and Tyler wants to introduce us for why this is another special edition episode of
Obviously,
the Nerdcast.
This week will be, by the time this is posted, we will be at Planet Comic Con in Kansas City,
Woo-hoo!
March 14th, 15th, and 16th at booth 230.
It depends how you're listening. If you have the app, you'll catch it the night before. If you are just tuning in on the site, then yeah, we're already going to be setting up live.
Catch this, you know, a week after we've posted it.
It's true. We could already be done.
It will have come and gone.
Darn, you missed us.
It's good.
Potential for that. So let's start out. Tyler, Bob, guest starred on Duos. Was it Why Do We Watch This?
Why did we watch this?
So a little bit more structured experience. I got a text from Bob that said, we can never survive this structure, especially with Tyler.
There's a time limit, especially with Tyler, commercial breaks. You got to be on your game.
I'm surprised Tyler survived with the time limit. They had the little clock there. There was a clock.
There was a timer. We were getting 5 minutes, you know, till break. That's not
pressure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, when it comes to extemporaneous speaking, I have a tendency to be a bit long-winded and
over extemporaneous.
I mean, sometimes.
And I just kind of let Tyler just go for it, man.
It started off, we were having a little good time, and then things got a little deep down the rabbit hole comic book-wise, and I started becoming nervous.
It got deep because of you.
Well, I'm saying we started talking about comic books, and then we started talking about superheroes, and then we started getting into comic books, and I, you know, went into full-on.
He pulled a few out of his butt.
I went into full-on pro-nerd style. Mm-hmm. Like, I was the comic book guy.
So, a big question on the table, I think, was what was your favorite superhero movie? Did that get asked?
I did finally ask that at the very end, because he hadn't asked it yet. He was like, anything else? Like, well, we got to throw out what our favorite comic book movie is. Bob went with, what did you go with? I don't even remember now.
Was it Howard the Duck?
No, that was
the most obscure one.
We did talk about Howard the Duck. Oh, because we were doing what's your, like, most ridiculous out there.
And
character that you have a soft spot for.
And I pulled out Howard the Duck.
You did pull out Howard the Duck.
It's a good character to choose on that.
What did you choose?
I went with, it was a toss-up between, I have trouble choosing between Superman 2, Spider-Man 2.
As your favorite, right?
And The Dark Knight. Those three.
So good you can't just pick just one.
I can't remember. Did you give me an opportunity to give my pick?
I asked you first. You went first. I just don't remember what you picked.
Wow.
I honestly don't remember what you picked.
We're going to have to listen to this.
So,
I know Cameron picked the very first Iron Man movie. I don't remember what you picked, honestly.
I just developed Alzheimer's.
Aaron, what would be your favorite comic book movie if you were to been on the episode and picked?
V for Vendetta.
Oh, she stole my answer. V for Vendetta. That's what I'm going to have to go with as well.
Best ever.
What about superhero?
Even though it's totally different from the comic. But, you know.
It's not totally different. They just changed the tone based on
the theme is quite a bit different.
But
the theme is almost the theme, but that doesn't mean the graphic novel itself.
I was going to say is it actually a comic book series or is it a graphic novel?
It was a 12 issue run. It ran for a year.
It was
and then it, most people have discovered it in trade form. So in a graphic novel series,
okay.
Obviously the book is much darker. Like, there's some stuff that gets explored in the book that they weren't going to show on screen. But the biggest difference is it goes from, you know,
nut job
anarchist to, you know, fighting against tyrannical, you know, fascism kind of thing.
Yeah. And then Alan Moore is a little He's not as that's a good way to put it. He's not as at that time he wasn't big on strong women characters, which you can also pick up from in Watchmen
now?
With well, he did write the what was that, the basically the pornographic one with the
Oh, he was into sensual writing.
Yeah,
or
so
what
his
did he call it? Like,
his women characters were very
Alan Moore.
So
objects of sexual desire.
There you go. Anyway, so it's a good thing we talk about superheroes because
he went from misogyny to objectification. I mean, that's a big step.
Is it improvement?
Baby steps.
I mean, I guess it's in the right direction.
All right. So superheroes, good thing we open up with that because it is we are celebrating our return to the convention scene for the year 2014. So as Tyler said, hashtag pro nerd tour. That is the hashtag of the year. We're going to make it a thing. Too bad Adam's not here. Are we making this a thing? We're making it a thing. So we'll say it for him. But
Mark, he was already
City.
Throwing up the hashtag gang sign.
All right. So we'll have a good group of us at the booth every time somebody says hashtag. There'll be like three of them behind him just doing the little gang sign thing there. Hashtag. Okay, so Kansas City this weekend. What are we all looking forward to the most for Planet Comic Con?
I mean, there's a lot of great things going on. Jewel State. I'm looking forward to obviously seeing Serenity at the Draft House with a Q&A with Jewel State. And then I think the big get this year for Planet Comic Con obviously was most of the original cast from The Next Generation, plus Mr. Bill Shatner himself.
All but Patrick Stewart.
They replaced him. Yeah, with the original captain.
So it's the entire crew of the Starship Enterprise, and then under Jean-Luc Picard, but captained now by James T. Kirk.
There was we're just going back to the crossover movie where they kind of
Generations.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if William Shatner's going to let them talk. That guy can talk.
Is William Shatner like Tyler?
I was at his panel in Denver last year, and he just went on and on. He was kind of like Tyler.
So that's was why it Bill interesting Shatner's though?
Yeah, it was actually it really was, but some of it was just
Denny
like
Crane.
It was just like okay, sure, yeah.
He just rambles.
He rambles a lot.
Hmm. Imagine that.
I read his autobiography that he wrote a few years back.
Did he write it himself or was it?
I don't know. It says it's by him. It's autobiography. Okay. I mean, I'm sure there was someone helping. Called Up Till Now. It was very interesting. He's a funny guy. It's funny.
Yeah, he's
entertaining. There's,
and he's definitely in, and he's embraced his camp, I guess. He's embraced the character that he plays, like that people see him as, and he's become a lot more willing to, I guess, you know, make fun at his own expense. His self-deprecation has gone up significantly recently.
The recent video game commercial for the Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
a video game that came out with the second J.J. Abrams film, and he's I'm not going to look very much like a Trekkie here. I can't remember what the name of the creature is he's fighting, but from the famous scene in the movie, and so he starts fighting him again. He's like, "Oh, okay, hold on."
You know, it's really kind of funny when I was at his panel in Denver. Somebody asked him to do the space, the final frontier. He totally forgot. He says, "I don't. I've only said that once,
because they just recorded
it.
They use it
for every episode." And he says, "I only said it that one time, and I don't remember it."
The magic of television making.
Yes. Aaron, these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Tyler's got it down. Aaron, what's your excitement for Kansas City this weekend?
Obviously, probably the hummus. But most of all,
really, that's where you went with that one.
Wow.
You
could
know,
go every
been
week.
A while
get
that
hummus.
I've had the hummus. No, but seriously, this is the very first time I'm ever going to cosplay
at a convention.
Yes. I've built some costumes.
You mean
not
in the basement.
Not in the basement. The creepy dungeon.
And I really think you need to get in the competition.
The V for Vendetta costume
is
pretty wicked.
Could go on and, give their comments on this episode to let me know if I should participate in this competition.
So you can find her on Facebook as Red Star Cosplay, the female Red Star, not the male. There are two of them out there. Obviously, the better.
I'm not a 5'7" Asian man.
No, you're the better looking one of the two for sure.
Okay.
The V for Vendetta came together. The cape was finally done. Her stepmom, I'll even say, your family helped out with finishing up the, because she put this kind of like a ridge around the collar there. And added some flair.
Made
I guess.
It stiff? Or?
Yeah, the button was awesome, too, on there. So she added some touches to the cape for put the
it,
zipper
it
on
my
the dress.
Design, but she totally took over and helped me out with it because of all the other things. That
well,
I
those
was
final
on.
Stages.
It was awesome.
She added some bling to it.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Basically,
it looks way better than what I could have done.
And
so,
she
really
put
grateful.
The zipper on the dress for you, so we got an 11th Doctor dress. And then the Joker is really there's nothing made in house. I guess the way to put it together, but it took a lot to piece it together.
Hey, I did the makeup for that.
Well, I enhanced
Proud
it afterwards.
Iggy does makeup.
So, Bob, what are you excited about for?
I'm just excited about getting there and talking to other people about.
Now that I'm stressing you out this year.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go take some Valium before this convention. No, I'm just going to be excited just to get out there with the people. You know,
these are my people.
We need you all to visit the booth if you're going to be
Number
at Planet Comic Con.
2:30.
Keep us busy because when we don't stay busy.
Iggy yells.
Well, that and we.
Iggy's
we all,
like
we,
a vulture
we,
over us.
Well, when I don't stay busy at the con, I go and spend money.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
something I don't need to do.
Tyler,
we've got a lot more
I will make
to
sure
come.
You stay busy the entire weekend. Don't worry.
I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, Booth 230. Right back against celebrities again. Right across from Artist Alley. So in the back corner with, what's it, Froggy's photos? Is that what they're called?
Something
basically
like
where
that,
the celebrity photo ops are going to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Froggy's photos. Yeah, we're going to be right near Froggy's Post, so we get some good that's where all the celebrities will be up there.
What
so
were
we
you
get
say
some
about?
Good shots.
Some good shots?
Some good
shot.
There we go. Well done. No, we got a good 7 to 8 shirt designs with us. Of course, Marcus is our whole My Little Pony series, which I'm sure will sell the shots out of. I think some good stuff there. We'll have our Erin, along with her cosplay. We'll be launching our new web series, Cosplay. Yeah, really creative.
That
there.
Was original.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what you're calling it, cosplay?
Well, you guys think of something else for me and make a logo. We'll go with it.
By the way, you
we
know,
haven't
you're,
launched
you're,
it
you
yet.
You know, you brought up the My Little Pony. There is actually a documentary about...
Mm-hmm.
About bronies?
Yes.
On
yes.
Netflix.
That's fantastic.
On Netflix.
Yeah,
yes, it's
one.
On Netflix.
Maybe that's our next movie night.
No.
No, that's too good.
That's too good.
So all joking aside, you want to talk about it, our artist, Marcus, did draw some inspiration from watching the series after him and his wife saw a couple episodes
Is
here
Marcus
with Evie.
Is Marcus a brony now?
After watching a couple episodes with Evie, they have now watched the entire series on their own.
Of course.
So you can...
Oh,
Marcus. So, no comment.
Hey, have you guys seen it? It's good.
There is
Did
a big. Le- there is
I
a,
come to your house.
There's
I
an episode with a clip that has the Big Lebowski characters in the bowling alley. I will give them that.
Really?
Yes. So,
As
well,
ponies?
They gotta make mm-hmm. the parents have something to.
The Jesus.
To get through it.
The Jesus is there in the bowling alley as a pony.
More bloody awesome than Jesus.
So, Mike, you know what am I most excited for? I am excited to finally, besides being done with planning for the first one here. I'm really excited
start
to
start planning for the second.
Yeah, start planning for C2E2.
Have you had fun at a con last year?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I had a great time.
Okay.
My hobbies consist of work,
and
then there's work. So when I'm working, I can have fun.
So those of you who haven't, I mean, he hides it well from the patrons, but con Iggy is a very different creature than normal everyday Iggy. And
only,
Con Iggy can,
only when I'm dealing with Tyler and
con.
Marcus.
The wrath of the Con Iggy.
Yeah, I said it.
Tyler's going to go, con.
No, but for reals, that's the best part of the cons, though. I mean, yeah.
What, Iggy hating everyone?
No, you all making fun of
yeah,
me is what she's
right,
going
right.
to say.
I didn't lead into that very well. No, it's definitely a whirlwind every time that we're there. It's chaos, and it's so much fun. I'm looking forward to what Bob's looking forward to as well, just seeing the people. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see the costumes. It seems like every year people are getting better at crafting costumes, and that's part of the reason why I decided to do it, because it looks like just so gosh darn much
fun. I mean, I would love to do it, but I just don't have the talent to put something together. I mean, I honestly don't. And like I said, I would love to do it someday, but...
I'd like to do it someday, too. There's just not a lot of... You know, fat balding superheroes.
Does it? No, that's not. That's not the point
always,
of cosplay.
I wanted to dress up as a
minion, the people
you know?
That we've been able to talk to, you know, like when we went to Project Lex out in LA.
When Erin went to California, remember?
Oh, when Erin went to California.
When I went to California.
When did you go to California? You got to go to California.
You know,
how was that?
Yeah. So, but it was awesome. People that we met were really cool, and you know, I feel like I learned more about cosplay being there around those people who do it.
Were there any fat balding ones out there?
Yep. Tons.
See
all the time.
You're talking about people in L.A. or cosplayers?
Cosplayers.
I think she was just answering, yes, there's fat, bald people in L.A.
Not bald, just balding. It's different.
Bald, oh, sorry. Yeah, when I was leaning over, this week I was leaning over and Evie goes, you have a hole in your hair. Like, thank you, Evie. Thank
well,
you.
Actually, I'm, thank you, I was looking at it. You actually have more hair on your head than I've ever seen.
It's gone tomorrow. It's gone tomorrow. So I've kept it. Yeah, this is we've hit the 4 week mark. It's been a long time since I've ran a month.
Can we not talk about your hair on the podcast?
Let's talk
please.
About my hair. What I was going to say actually is what I'm most Jenny. Excited about, not just for Planet Comic Con Kansas City booth 230, but also got to plug it right. Got to make that money back. I'm excited because we're really launching into two new areas we've never touched before with this video content. This is where it's going to start. We have a couple.
This is the real deal, yo.
Thank you. We have a couple little clips on YouTube right now, some things, but this is where we're really going to start getting footage, getting interviews, getting stuff and editing it together and putting it out there on video. So I'm really excited for that because this is our segue into the short films we've started talking about, the everything else, really getting that. But I'm also excited. Even though we have it online right now, this is really where I feel like the launch of our product line is going to come into play. And this is where we're going to start seeing what shirts are going to move. Are we going to be able to add more shirts? Mm-hmm. And not just in necessarily of making money or putting my logo out there, as much as I love putting my logo out there. But at Booth 230. But I did that for you, Tyler.
Thank you for joining us today for the Project Nerd shareholders meeting. we have some
hashtag pronoun.
The project line that's going to.
But this group here, and of course Adam and Marcus and everybody else that's part of it, you know, how many times do we just sit here and talk about how cool would it be to have that on a shirt? Or let's make a shirt of that. And now we can just do it. Like, so that'll be really neat. So those are the two things I'm most excited about for us. Of course, I really, something I've loved all along. I still don't have the urge to do it to costume, but I love seeing how creative people get. Like there was some crazy ones last year in Kansas City that were really good. And there's those really awkward ones though that are still great entertaining. And you know, it always goes back to when we talked with all these cosplayers talking about it. It's not about how movie quality it is or whatever. It's just about having a good time out there. Mm-hmm. And you just see people in costume. The geek community as a whole is just, they have a lot more fun just doing stuff that most people would sit here and make fun of us for, so.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Things that we make fun of each other for doing.
Well, yeah, but we do it in good fun.
What costume would you see Iggy in? If you did cosplay, what do you think you would wear?
This is a good one.
I did my, first of all, I did my, what superhero would you be quiz? Wolverine.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah.
Because it takes too much effort.
Well, you are, so you have one thing over Hugh Jackman.
Here we go.
For Wolverine costume. Let's You're go. Short enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, have you ever seen that video?
With his height?
Where he was at a con doing a panel about Days of Future Past.
Okay.
And the day before he went, I can't remember what con it was at, but the day before he decked himself out in the full costume. He had the dog
tags. Oh, and they said, yeah,
the
you're not Hugh Jackman, you're too
tall. And he's walking around and people are like, don't realize it's him. They just think it's a really good cosplay. And one guy, and he's telling this story at the panel afterwards, and he's like, one guy stops and looks at him, and he's like, too tall. And just walks on.
Yeah, okay.
Because
yeah.
Obviously in the comic books, Wolverine's what, like 5'4", something like that? He's real short.
Yeah.
I see Iggy dressed as a hobbit.
As a hobbit?
Wow. Gosh.
We're going to stick with the short jokes?
If you want to keep going with that, we did at work the other day. Somebody goes, I need to tell you something. It was really funny. Two people this week have said, you mean the one who looks like a leprechaun?
You could be the leprechaun.
I'm much appreciated.
Or a leprechaun.
Leprechaun.
Warwick Davis.
I think that you should be something that Matthew Broderick has been. Because you do bear a striking resemblance.
I'll be the reporter in Godzilla.
No, please don't. There's only one Matthew Broderick character. If you're going to play a Matthew Broderick,
Ferris
character.
Bueller.
Lady Hawk? No,
Ferris Bueller.
Obviously, Lady Hawk is okay.
Why? Bueller.
Bueller.
No. Bueller.
Wrong. Incorrect. Try again.
Bueller. You're talking about from the producers?
No, not again. David Lightman.
Okay.
Would you like to play a game?
I'm going to go with Bueller.
David Lightman.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
But David. But
first of all,
Lightman. He
saved the world for global thermonuclear war.
Yeah, but
War Games is a good movie and all, but it's no Ferris Bueller's
Iggy
day
looks like David Lightner right now. I mean, he doesn't need any effort there.
There we go. Yeah, I'm in costume.
But he gets the land alley sheety.
You know, Tyler, if you do want, you were talking about the one costume. Since we're going to pick on me for a minute, I'll throw it back your way.
Hey, we're not picking on Aaron.
And so there is the one convention this past summer, somebody dressed up as the gamer from World of Warcraft episode of South Park.
Oh, I saw. And that guy was fantastic.
He had a desk that was on like wheels that he would roll around with stuff glued to it.
That guy's costume was fantastic.
He shaved part of his head to give that look there. And yeah, had the shirt and the
stains. BlizzCon, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good, that would always be a good one to go at. definitely get a lot of attention. So cosplay obviously is a big, big thing. What was, does anybody remember what their favorite cosplay from Planet Comic Con last year was?
I wasn't there.
I saw a spot on Harry Dresden, and like, not a lot of people would recognize him. I mean, obviously the TV show that was sort of based on, was, you know, lightly based on the books, but he didn't wear the costume, because when you see him described in the book, they make a point of describing what Harry Dresden looks like. This guy had the staff, had the duster, had the hat, had the pinnacle necklace. It was fantastic. I was a fan.
Aaron, favorite cosplay from Planet Comic Con last year?
Was the Shrek, the Lady Fiona and then like the Ogre Fiona at Planet Cos?
Planet Comic Con, is that what you're trying to say?
Yep, Planet Cosplay.
I don't believe.
Was that at Denver?
I don't know.
Do you guys remember,
there was this really super awesome
I think that was Denver. I'm pretty sure that one was Denver.
It's a hard time.
There was some
for me
really
to
good
Fiona.
Cosplay Denver. I'm like, I don't want
to
like. Planet Comic Con was
getting
really good.
Ahead here.
There were some really fun groups. There was a lot of. I put it this way. There was a lot of fun group cosplay.
How about you want to go Planet Comic Con last year? How about Bellatrix in the rebath bathroom casting the spell on the bathtub?
Oh yeah.
So spot on from Harry Potter.
Oh,
she
that's
was fun.
Right.
Yeah,
she was amazing.
She would get the expression on her face, too, and put the wand up
what
above
if that
her head.
Was
and
actually
it was just like,
Helena Bonham Carter?
What was
that
again?
What if that was actually her?
Somehow I doubt it. But too tall.
Too tall.
Favorite cosplay. I don't want to use the word best. Favorite cosplay from our entire Pro Nude Tour 2013, though.
Why do you
There's
say
only
tour
one...
like that? Say it again.
Pro Nude
Tour. Pro Nude Tour?
I can't even say it now. Pro Nude Tour.
Wait. Before we go on to this, I'm interested to know what this Pro Nude Tour is.
I mean, so, that's next year. Okay. From last year's contour, favorite cosplay. Not best cosplay, favorite cosplay.
So you have one in mind.
There's only one
us...
correct answer to this question. I just need you guys to say
Was it the female TARDIS?
No. That was a good one, though.
Was it the trash can?
Oscar the Grouch, also good. No.
No, I'm Chicago last year. I'm going to say some of my favorites were probably she was the TARDIS, but she was the central control panel. So she had the dress that had like the light up things and everything. There was also in Chicago, there was
really good Jack Skellington.
Fantastic. Pyro, and he actually, when
he
took
the
pictures, he actually
that
did
whole
the fire.
Group with Juggernaut and Cable. Mm-hmm.
Cable had the baby attached to his chest.
He had Hope like on the. Yeah. Also not correct.
I'm saying those are some of my favorites.
Well, the suspense is killing us, Tyler.
Yeah,
Tyler,
it was the guy dressed as Old Greg.
Old Greg! Oh, I'm Old
that
Greg.
That guy was fantastic. Because
he also stayed in character.
Not only that, but he had the tutu, and then when he lifted up the tutu, he had this like really bright LED light as his mangina.
Want to see my downstairs mix-up?
Now you know about my downstairs mix-up. I'm Old Greg. Do you like Bailey's? I drink Bailey's from a shoe.
Barbie and Ken in Denver were pretty flawless.
Barbie and Ken in Denver were very good, too.
They've made their ways around the interwebs now. I've seen them now on a couple of the other blogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There was a... what was the one? Oh, there was the group shot of Bioshock Infinite at Denver,
mm-hmm.
where they had the Songbird and Comstock and Booker and Elizabeth and the Lutesses and who else? They had a whole, like, there was a whole big group.
And then
it was
they
fantastic.
Had the Avengers group.
The Avengers group was fun, too.
Good.
And what's their names from YouTube? That were Daenerys and...
Not literally.
Not literally. Theirs was really good.
Oh,
Daenerys,
my gosh, yeah.
And what's her name?
Arya.
No, was she Arya,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she was Arya.
Yeah, she looked
well,
exactly
they had a
like
Daenerys, an Arya, and then they had a...
Cersei.
Cersei, yeah.
Yeah, the Cersei, one of the main people from not literally was really awesome as well. She pulled off the look.
The Arya was creepy good.
Yeah.
Like, as far as her resemblance to the actress, too.
They've taken off when you look at your own pages on Facebook to where you can look at just click on the photo button to see all the photos.
Uh-huh.
So they've taken that away on the mobile app, so it sucks because I was trying to look through the galleries that we posted. The Nightcrawler in Kansas City was really good last year.
You know who was really good in Kansas City? I totally forgot about him. The Psycho from Borderlands, where he had the LED.
Oh, yeah.
He had the LED mask, and he had the wrench and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy makes his own costumes.
Yeah, that guy was fantastic.
He was...
There were some good ones across the board, for sure.
But so, we're going to get a lot of pictures, and we're going to get them up real quick so everybody can...
Definitely. So, panels this year. What panels are we looking forward to most in Planet Comic-Con?
I mean, anything that's obviously any of the TNG. LeVar Burton and Brett Spiner are going to do one together.
That'll be fun.
I believe Will Wheaton obviously is going to do one. He did one last year at Planet Comic-Con. Does Shatner have one of his own?
No. And he's only going to be there on Sunday
just for that
panel.
Trek thing.
Yeah.
Jewel State. Who else? Sylvester McCoy.
Yeah. John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger.
One, and if we'll tie it back to the cosplay, Abby Darkstar and Keith
Zen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be doing a cool one because it's not so much just about them it's nothing about them cosplaying. It'll be actually about gathering and building and doing all that so people can get into cosplay who aren't previously doing so.
Well, I think they're doing that one, and they're also, I believe, doing the sexuality in cosplay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they definitely are. Abby Darkstar mentioned that sexual part of cosplaying during my interview with her when I was in California.
Go ahead and bring it up.
Go ahead.
No, actually,
I want to hear this.
I'm not saying
did you guys talk about this?
I'm not saying this is a great being smart, but when Aaron. Part of the interview with Abby, she brought it up, but Abby's also done a couple of videos that have related to it and about, I don't want to say exploiting her sexuality, but using her sexuality as what it is.
Well, it's not exploiting it. It's...
That's why I said I didn't want to say that. I want to say using as what it is, but Aaron can probably explain a little bit better.
I don't know. When she said that, it just really amazed me because just recently I realized that, of all the types of art that depict women as being like these... strong women who are also like sensual and use their bodies to be like sexually powerful. Like in the comic world, they're actually like, it's totally the way that it should be. Like they're strong women who they're not objectified whatsoever.
Well, that's what
I think that's what I like the most.
But and that's one of the things. That's great, but you always get these, you get them, probably the younger cosplayers, the teenagers, that just go out there and they just try to dress as...
stupid.
Trampy.
Yeah, just like,
as trampy. It's like Halloween.
College Halloween.
Yeah, pretty much.
College Halloween,
you know,
at the bars.
Everybody else
is
talking.
It's not about
like
the cosplay. It's about...
Tyler's got a big old grin on his face.
I'm just saying.
Like the people
the sexy
who walk
cat,
around
the sexy nurse,
with...
the sexy...
yeah.
No,
angel,
I'm bigger fan.
They have the Walking Dead. It's the sexy Rick Grimes.
Oh, no, I'm bigger fan of what now... was it... that one costume shop that has sexy watermelon, sexy like banana, like sexy. Seriously, like these are, it's like a banana miniskirt with it sprouting up over the top.
I really think we
need
to get some of those costumes for next year.
There we go. But Aaron and I did discuss this. The conversation we had about.
To be
was
fair,
really
though,
good.
Like a lot of if you.
Okay, never mind.
I didn't mean to. Well, I just it
yes,
popped in
did.
My head and I had to do it.
Could you wait 5 seconds?
No, I can't. As a lot of, I mean, if you're
oh, don't
a comic
worry, Tyler,
book fan,
I'll wait for you.
If you're a comic book fan, a lot of super heroines, if you will.
That's where I was about to go with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, don't wear the most
Aaron's in
non-objectifying
my
clothing.
Conversation was about Wonder Woman specifically, because Wonder Woman has always been one of my favorite characters. I've also been a huge fan of Sarah Pazzini's Witchblade. Started collecting comics right at that age. We won't even get into those details. But
you were into Witchblade at that special age,
I was
you?
About 11, 12 years
can't
old.
Imagine
just worked
why.
Out perfectly. So anyways, Wonder Woman's always been one of my favorite. I've got a bunch of statues of her on the shelf. And Aaron, for so long, was talking about with us having a daughter. Is this what she wants to see women being pictured as? Because what Wonder Woman's wearing, stuff like that. But the more we talked about it, the more she looked at it, it's like you look, and they even have memes out there now. They're joking about it, all that kind of stuff. You look at the women idols of the geek world, and even though they are, like you said, wearing skimpy clothes, you know, made to look sexy just like these women over here, they're also powerful women that you respect. You respect Wonder Woman for what she is. You don't respect these pop culture women, these Kim Kardashians, these whatever that are just morons.
Exactly.
Wonder Woman is a powerful force as well. So it's one of those things that, like, you respect her. You're not just looking at her for being dressed as a slutty person
or
something.
But honestly,
I look at her, I'm looking at Iggy's statue right now. You know,
there's a couple of them up there.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing wrong. I mean,
Wonder Woman, especially, like, could you even imagine her being abducted?
Or something like that. We can make an argument.
Would stomp you. She would thrash you to death if you looked at her inappropriately. Like, you're not gonna think bad things about Wonder Woman unless you're pretending that you're Superman at the time.
And
like,
Kim Kardashian will just let Kanye West do her on the sink.
Oh, please.
But don't get.
So that's really where we went with this.
Wow. Yeah. Comparison. We're talking about the pop culture.
No, I mean, I understand
popular
what we're
women
about,
to
but...
your geek culture, popular women. So, I think it's one of those things that you really, and as Tyler put it too, it's really, I mean, it's not that terrible. The one argument that I do find valid though is, and it probably carries more over into video games than anything too, is the armor for women. Yeah, we're pushing it because that's not really protecting a lot.
Yeah, I mean, there's any number of comics or, you know, drawings or fan art that have done that one to death. But at the same time, it's so prevalent, especially in that fantasy-esque genre. You know,
you gotta make it for your audience.
Full-on plate mail versus the chainmail bikini and loincloth.
So the sexuality in was it sexuality in cosplay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that panel obviously got the most out of our discussion tonight. So
well, apparently we're excited about that one.
I just think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great topic to have too, and it's something that is being put on the table more and more, which is a good thing as well. So panels, cosplay. What about guests? Who's our favorite guest? Jewel State, obviously. I think we can go around.
That's the one I think most.
I mean, Cliff Clavin.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm probably the most excited about the Blue Power Ranger. I mean, I wish there were more Power Rangers.
Do you know his name to call him the Blue Power?
It's
the blue guy.
Billy.
No. Okay.
His name escaped me like 2 seconds.
David Yost.
Thank you, David Yost. Yeah. No, I'm really excited for him. That's going to be the first person I talk to, just like it was last year when I went up to Walter Emanuel Jones and I shook.
More or less excited about David Yost than Walter Jones.
Yeah, less excited. It's the original Black Power Ranger.
It's the original Blue Power Ranger.
Yeah.
The Blue Power Ranger is like the nerd Power Ranger, you know?
He's like the Donatello of the Power Rangers. Why you gotta hate on that?
No. Nobody's like the Donatello of anything, first of all.
Okay, first of all, yes, they are, because they're pretty specific archetypes. We've got...
You've got
the curmudgeon, you've got the party guy, you've got the leader, and you've got the nerd.
Yeah,
Billy Yost is definitely the nerd.
You can't really argue with him. Yeah. Right now.
They're pretty archetypal characters. Leonardo is the Red Ranger.
As much as I loved
Tommy is Raphael.
Power Rangers. You can't compare them to the Ninja Turtles.
They fight creatures with ninja skills and costumes that are color coded, with an all powerful, very wise mentor who.
So what guest are you excited about, Tyler?
I'm just saying, there's archetypes for
what
a reason.
What guest are you excited about?
I already told you, Cliff Clavin.
Okay. Bob.
Also no, a.k.a. John Ratzenberger.
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors, that's it?
No.
So, Tyler kind of brought it up with Walter Jones being there last year. Who were you most excited for last year in Kansas City?
Oh, that's easy.
Adam Baldwin.
Who we got to meet and was fantastic. And he's just as...
If you listen to the interview and you hear that laugh in the background, that is Tyler.
His hands are so huge. I got a little fanboy because he is just as big and intimidating in person as you would.
Well, he
said, is super intimidating.
Our own Adam Adair, interviewed him and asked him, what's it like to work with Joss Whedon? And he goes, Joss who? And Adam kind of froze because he didn't know, because I guess Adam Baldwin kept a straight face, so... Project Nerd Adam kind of froze, and then you just hear Tyler in the background just start laughing because they both get these grins on their face, and you're like, oh, okay. So, pretty good moment. It's a special moment you have there.
Yeah, Adam Baldwin. I mean, obviously, we have some really good guests this year, obviously, but last year, Adam Baldwin, George Takei, Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
What's his name?
Will Wheaton again.
Was there last year.
Ray Park.
We saw Ray Park a couple times last year.
Ray Park's moment, though, at Planet Comic Con where he helped the fan propose, though, was probably the most epic moment of the tour last year. And what he did was he did this fake, they had the plastic lightsabers out, and they did this battle, and he was battling this fan. He drew, there. I mean, it had to be almost a quarter of the crowd at Planet Comic-Con had gotten around there. We were literally trying to get around people, just putting cameras up in the air, just snapping photos however we could. And they're fighting, and the fan swings and misses him, spins around down to his knee in front of his girlfriend at the time, and then comes up with the ring in the box for the engagement, and everybody claps. Perfect moment. I was like, wow, that was obviously the best moment, I think, of the Ray Park. Might even been my favorite moment altogether of Planet Comic-Con.
We saw a couple of proposals at Planet Comic-Con, because there was that one.
Yeah, but did it have Ray Park?
No, it had
a lightsaber battle.
The other one I saw
No. Was Darth Maul in a lightsaber battle.
Did you say Darth
Maul?
Maul? Yeah.
That's how we said it.
Maul?
Darth Maul.
Darth
I know.
Maul.
I kind of...
That's how the Emperor said
I elaborated on the second syllable a little bit there too much. I was in a little bit of a little bit of a tissy.
No, because the other one I saw was, it was people in...
I used the word tissy,
I mean,
and nobody
to be fair, they were
anything.
In... The guy was proposing was in a Red Leader Star Wars costume, proposing to... I think she was in a Star Wars costume, but it was on... they were being interviewed by Zoe Dykstra for Just Cause, and he dropped down and proposed. That was pretty cool.
Beat those. Even though we did not get to see it, William Shatner reading Where the Wild Things Are at...
Colorado.
That's a thing that happened?
Yeah, it was a thing that happened. At the Kid Corral.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I went off to
an
interview.
Comic book classroom.
And all of a sudden, I heard everybody just screaming. I was like, what's going on over there? Actually, it was when Aaron and I did an interview.
So, favorite moment of the whole tour, now that we're kind of moving on to Colorado and everything, too, with that?
That was a pretty cool moment.
Pretty cool.
I don't know. There was a lot of highlights. An evening with Kevin Smith was huge. I've always been a huge Kevin Smith. I've loved his evening withs. I have a lot of those DVDs, and actually getting to see him, meet him, that was kind of cool. So.
It was fun.
Is there any special thing going on at C2E2?
Nothing like that that's announced this year, no. Aaron, favorite moment last year?
All of it. Honestly, did you see my face in that picture with me and Wilfred? That was... Oh my gosh.
You hang out with Walter Jones, you sit backstage with Adam Baldwin, and Ferrigno and Takei walk in.
And the guy in the Wilford costume.
But some fan in the Wilford costume is what brings Aaron over the top there.
As much as I like the Wilford costume, back to Planet Comic-Con, the guy who actually had the bear coat.
The workaholics bear coat.
That was the
bear coat was fantastic.
That was probably one of my favorite things as well, imagining that this sweaty, disgusting coat was worn by several, you know, people in that.
Of all the moments, there was tons of them in Chicago that I really, really liked. And if we'd had more of a staff, I felt like we could embrace them more. Besides Adam J. harassing people at our booth, in good fun, of course. there was Tyler doing the, the challenge, the 8-bit challenge.
Oh,
with,
the 8-bit challenge, yeah.
Victor Dandridge.
Yeah, Victor Dandridge and the 8-Bit Challenge. I've heard he's got new characters.
He's got a brand
new board.
Whole brand new wall, and he'll be in Chicago this year.
So we're going to have to go for it again.
And you go for Spider-Man's now instead of Iron Man characters.
Oh, Spider-Man's?
Yep.
Huh, I'm so down with that.
That was fun, the 8-Bit Challenge. Jeff Balke, I think, he's a colorist for Zenoscope. Really great guy. We met him at every convention. He was a great one to talk to.
I met the guy behind Men with Many Hats who created the Flash game, app game, Oregon Trail, which I've always loved that game.
And then I think a highlight, I might go back to Kansas City for a highlight with Walter Jones. The moment where he poked his head through the curtain, the back end of our booth.
That was awesome.
And Marky was sitting right there, and she looks over and sees this guy's face just poking through what was previously a curtain wall there.
Who, by the way, she was... super, what's the word called when you're starstruck? That's it.
Is that what
she was starstruck.
What's the word called when you're starstruck?
Starstruck.
No, but seriously, she was freaking out about the fact that the Black Power Ranger was right behind our booth, and then when he, you know, had to say hi to everybody, it was crazy.
Was a good time.
Yeah, I actually have a really good one.
Go for it.
I got to meet Robin Thorson. Mm-hmm. From the Guild. Mm. And she was every bit as sweet as her character is a huge, horrible bitch.
Okay.
In real life.
As much as in Colorado, too, if you were to, Adam and Laura were here, as much as Neil Adams being there, his brother, Josh Adams, because he does the Doctor Who comics and art. They were pretty excited to meet him and get some artwork and stuff. So, favorite artists. So we'll get out of the celebrity realm, but artist or writer. So favorite creative person you met last year at any of the conventions?
Robert Elrod with his monster
Elrod?
Art. That's what I said. I said Elrod.
Sound like Elrad.
I said Elrod.
You did say Elrod.
I did not. Liars. Dirty liars.
There were some great artists we met. I don't think it's possible to go to a con in the United States and not run into Greg Horn, of whom I own quite a few prints.
From each convention last year.
I only bought at Kansas City. I looked at them every other time, the ones I didn't buy and wanted to buy.
Are we going in a group order again this year?
We may have to make some deals with Greg. See what he's got new this year, because I love that the tour one that we got. That's the Wolverine Deadpool one. It's fantastic. That was like the tour exclusive.
I got the other tour exclusive. The Women of X-Men. Yeah.
The husband and wife team of Steam Crow.
Oh yeah,
super fun, mm-hmm. And have some fantastic posters.
Still have the Metropolis up on my wall
over
right
there.
Now.
God, what other artists?
What about the Man of Action Studios people? Did you guys ever talk to them? Because
yes.
They have some serious, awesome like work out there. I mean, not just for kids, but, well, for...
We brought it up last episode.
Yeah, last episode we actually talked about the...
But just going to their
Joe
booth,
Casey's.
They have such great stuff, and they're so happy to talk to their fans. I mean, they're probably some of the nicest people out there.
The artists, creative people we met, man... I'm going to feel like a terrible jerk. He's working on Noble Transmission right now, and I can't think of his name.
Michael?
No. The guy who created...
You can do it.
No, I can't. They're adapting it to a movie right now with the stuffed teddy bear with the kid where he protects
the stuff
the kid.
Of legends?
Yeah, the stuff of legends. The guy who created him. Michael Wright.
Michael Wright.
Yeah. Sorry, Michael, if you're listening. Great, great guy, and sat there. What we chatted with him like for 30 minutes before we even did the interview, and he was so fun to talk to. And it was so funny because like he got up in his chair, stood in his chair, and like squatted down and like had to be like fidgeting and moving and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just really fun, but he was a really great guy. It was just really cool. He was so down to earth, and it's just crazy because you're meeting some of these people that like this guy created something for his kid. And now it's being adapted into a movie. And to him, it was just like, yeah, I just created this thing for my kid. Now we're working on this new comic book. Like, no big deal to him, you know?
Yeah. Another big one, it was also probably one of the funniest events that happened when we were in C2E2 was when I finally decided to take lunch on Friday or Saturday, I believe. Leave, go to lunch, come back to the booth, and there's two paperback novels sitting at the booth. I'm like, where did these come from? And I recognized one of them because it is a book that had been recommended to me for the better part of the last like 6 months by Amazon saying, hey, you like these things, you should try to read this book. And that book was Clean, the first book of the Mind Space Investigations by Alex Hughes. And I was like, where did these come from? Like, oh yeah, she was just here, like wanted to know if you wanted to do an interview, and we said our book guy wasn't here, like you'd give her a call. And I'm like, what? So I got to go sit with Alex Hughes, talk to her about writing, talk to her about her books. Have since read Clean and Sharp and Marked, I believe, comes out next month.
Just in time for C2E2.
I'm curious if she'll be April. Yeah, it comes out in April, actually. So we're in March now, aren't we? So yeah.
Yeah, that's next month.
I hope she will be out on the tour scene again. Hopefully we can see her.
Well, you guys had quite a conversation.
We did talk for quite a while. And then we turned off the... I feel bad because we turned off the recording equipment and then continued to talk for another, like, half an hour. So
yeah, no, it was really cool showing our amateur status. As you know, as many people as we're reaching over these past couple of years, it was really cool because that was the first experience where we had somebody really approach us and say, hey, y'all are Project Nerd, you know, the blog and review site and stuff. Well, I'm Alex Hughes. Yeah. I'm this writer. Do you want to review my books? And it was that first moment where you realize it's like, you know, we've been at conventions. We got this much audience. We've got people who have, you know, solicited us over the internet, have said, hey, do you want to review our comic? You want to review this or whatever over the internet. But for somebody actually to seek us out at a convention, that was just a really cool moment. Yeah. And the other moment that I geeked out about that Tyler still gives me a hard time for was when the person walked by and said, oh, I know you guys. I listen to your podcast. It's on my iTunes.
We all got pretty excited about that. Let's be honest.
If you're listening.
Up until that person came up to our booth in Denver, I was still convinced that the only people who listened to our podcast were us.
I'm convinced that y'all don't even listen to our podcast. So.
I listen to every few of them every now and then.
He knows if you
listen to the ones honestly, where you talk the most?
No, because that would end poorly.
That means he would have to listen to every single one of them.
I don't listen to them for that reason, just because I know if I were to start listening, like, oh, man. That asshole.
Yeah. I mean,
that was the other thing. He was talking about Alex. She was on a panel with another author that I didn't know until after I interviewed that he had been there and I'd missed him. As John Scalzi was at C2E2, and meeting him would have been super cool.
There was, with us being such short staff in Chicago last year, there was so much we missed. Because, like, when I look back and I see these galleries, like that El Gento's thrown up, we're talking about cosplay. Like, there was 11 sizable in terms of popularity cosplayers there, females dressed up one as each of the 11 doctors, and like we never spotted that anywhere that weekend. It's like, who do I need to yell
I'm
at?
Excited about getting to do C2E2 again this year with a bigger staff, and hopefully really capitalize on the cool stuff that's going out there.
Chicago,
for every awesome thing I saw at C2E2, I feel like we missed 5 other things because we just were so busy.
We were stretched
so thin.
I was, you know, my first interview out in Denver, Iggy sent me off to go do this. They're going to do like a little press conference, all these different artists from Colorado and Denver area. And no one else showed up but me. And basically
in terms of press, right?
Press.
Yeah.
And so there I was, I'm sitting there with Charlie LaGreca, who was one of the people who built Denver Comic Con, Steve Siegel, Scorpio Steel, Noah Van Sciver, and Amy Reeder just walks in and starts.
And it's funny because up to that point, I'm like, somebody needs to land Amy Reeder, but her booth always had about 30 people at it, mm-hmm. her table. Yeah. And I'm like, we can't get over there. And I said, it's a big deal because she's one of those ones that's really grabbed attention for being the female writer. Like, because she's also writing. She was writing. She's the artist or writer.
Lead artist.
Artist for Batwoman. Mm-hmm. And Batwoman was at, it was still now, I mean, it's gotten tons of awards, especially with GLAAD awards and stuff like that. It's really pushing boundaries. And so her name was just really blowing up last mm-hmm. summer. So it was pretty cool that she walked in.
Yeah, that was just really cool. And so we just basically had about a 20, 30 minute sit down just talking about everything.
Exclusively on Project Nerd. I feel like this
podcast has been a little self-aggrandizing. I'm totally okay with it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We got to have them every once in a while.
You're fans of ours and didn't follow up on anything that happened in Pro Nerd Tour 2013,
wait till
this would be a time to go back into the archives and see all these things that we're now talking about.
They're still all linked up and in there, and of course the photos on Facebook. As we're getting down into the final moments, let's talk a little bit about
is old
ways.
Greg in the gallery?
Yeah, old Greg's on Facebook and in the gallery on the blog. So
damn right he is.
So
I got all the things that are nice.
So the biggest thing is we are trying to make 2014 a lot more interactive with people. So the biggest thing is we keep talking about Pro Nerd Tour, hashtag Pro Nerd Tour. So we do have the hashtag, throwing up the gang signs. We have the hashtag for, you could throw it up on Facebook for those of you that still try to use hashtags on Facebook. But
it supports them now.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But not a lot of people go for it. Twitter, Instagram, best thing about it is if you do see us in Kansas City this weekend, but also in Chicago at C2E2 next month, Denver currently in June, as well as number of other items to be named. If you see us, grab a shirt, grab an art print, grab whatever. Go on to Instagram, take a picture with it, tag the Pro Nerd Tour. Not only will you show up on a page on our site, so we'll have a gallery page that you can find under the navigation, just under gallery, and we're going to randomly select after each convention a winner who will get another free shirt or art print based off of that for just interacting with us, of course. And for those that
can't. You
don't
even have to buy a shirt. Just come to the booth and talk to us. We'll talk to you and take your picture and hang out with you.
Exactly. Snap a picture of the booth. Snap a picture of Aaron or Red Star Cosplay in action. Or if you see the blue shirts roaming around for the weekend, grab a
or the
grab
really, 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 really bright yellow ones.
Oh, yeah, we got some bright yellow ones this year. But
So
we're trying to interact, and if you can't get out to the conventions or you can't snap the photos, snapping the photos online, just interacting, of course, we'll post all the galleries on Facebook and try to get as much out there to social media as well as all
we're
of our blog
posts.
We're going to
make you feel like you were there.
Yeah,
if you
there you go.
It.
All of our blog posts, of course, have the comment section underneath. Additionally, is everything we are making available, even if it is a Project Nerd exclusive, or sorry, a Pro Nerd Tour exclusive, it'll be available on the store in limited quantities if they're exclusives during the times of the convention. So what that means is, as of right now, the new Vader and Yoda half face print that's just for this year's tour is not on the store, but by Kansas City and maybe a couple days after because of some other things coming up. We'll have it available maybe 5-10 up there on the store. So a great way to grab those prints that you couldn't grab if you couldn't.
Having seen the prints for this season, we got some solid ones. I mean, the new Turtles one is solid. Yeah. We've also got the old Turtles one that was a big fan favorite last year.
Yeah, we had to bring it back.
I had to bring it back. We've got, obviously, lots of ponies. So that's
lots and lots of ponies.
Yeah, ponies and kittens. Marcus did not
stop
drawing ponies.
People love the ponies.
For your bronies.
People love the ponies. I love the new Rorschach. It's fantastic.
Looks great on the banner, too.
Yeah, it does look really good on the banner. What else did we have this year?
Batman, a new Batman.
The Batman one. The defaced Batman one is pretty fun.
And we also have a Batman, serious Batman, where he's
Batman
a little bit
fun.
Of bloody knuckles going on there.
We will have some Adam J.
Yeah, we'll have three Adam J. prints from the shoots we sponsored, so the Carnage shoot and the Wonder Woman shoots. Those are important because those are going to help get us back to L.A. in November for the Super Bowl, so we can provide behind-the-scenes coverage similar to what we did at Project Lex. And I think Aaron will probably be going back to L.A. for that one just to make...
Yeah, I get to go to California again. Okay. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but it'll
another
be awesome. Can.
All right, so let's wrap this up with based off of what you learned, if you could go back now, a year later, and tell yourself advice for last year's convention tour, what would you tell yourself?
Ooh.
Anybody?
Tell myself to cosplay.
Cosplay earlier? Okay.
Probably not.
During setup, before all the attendees get in there, make sure you do a good job of locating the exits, the bathrooms, and more specifically, where the hell's the food court at?
Yeah, the concession.
Where are they serving food at? Because I'm going to get hungry, and it's not going to end well. Because those treks are like, oh, my God. We didn't eat a lot on that trip.
Bob.
Well, I mean, Denver was my only convention last year.
We're changing that this year.
Too. Yes. I'm going to all of them. I think my nerves were kind of bothering me a little bit, but after getting that first interview, everything kind of settled down and I kind of got more into it. I was basically a convention virgin last year and
we popped
my cherry has been popped.
All right.
And I am just going to be a,
now you're a junkie.
I'm going to be a convention hoe now.
First one's always free. Also, find out if someone in the convention center is selling Red Bull. That's a priority as well.
If I was to give myself advice, roll up banners. That's all I have to say. Because this year we have roll up banners, and every day I pull them out to show new people, and it takes 2 seconds to set up. They're fantastic. Now I know why all the artists have them.
Yeah. Don't fight with the talent.
Don't fight with the talent. There you go.
Who fought with the talent?
I was saying the artists.
Oh,
no. Don't argue with them there. So, perfect. Well, once again, we are at Planet Comic Con by the time you're listening to this. If you're catching
March 14th,
in the first
15th, and 16th, Kansas City, Missouri.
There we go.
Hashtag Pro Nerd Tour.
Pro
Nerd Tour.
Pro Nerd Tour.
Is the Kansas City Convention Center? Is that what they actually is called?
Yeah, it's the Kansas City Convention Center.
So, March 14th, 15th, 16th, Bartle Hall. Or Bartlett Hall? Bartle Hall?
Bartle Hall, Kansas
Bartle
City,
Hall,
Convention,
Kansas City
Center.
Convention Center, Kansas City, Missouri, booth 230.
And those of you who are going to go to the Big 12
Hashtag
tournament while you're there,
tour.
Just leave the games, come see us.
Get there early for that weekend because not only the line's crazy at Planet Comic Con, but it is going to be busy downtown. So this weekend. So for sure, make sure
Unless
you're there.
K-State's early. Playing, don't skip K-State games to come to the Pro Tour. But if K-State gets knocked out, feel
we'll
free.
Get you some scores. We'll get you some scores. You can come hang out with us. All right,
and we'll be podcasting all 3 days.
Yes, so we'll have plenty to record from that, and of course the interviews, the cosplay galleries. Keep an eye on our convention tour category. You can go up on the main navigation. We'll have the Project Nerd Tour item. We'll also add the convention tour category to the main homepage there so you can see the most recent items. Of course, they'll also be in the most recent items. Check us out on Facebook at Project Nerd Blog, Twitter at Project Nerd, Instagram, Project Nerd Blog. We'll have coverage for all three on all three of those for all of this. I'm sure it'll carry over to Google Plus. We kind of just let that automatically do its stuff, but all those items as well as the blog, so you can see plenty of coverage as we will have cosplay galleries galore like last year, interviews, video content now, and of course, like we said, hopefully people will be sharing their pictures with us, with cosplayers who are around, as well as of course the awesome shirts we'll have.
It's going to be crazy.
No, we're excited. So. All right, so for those of you that will be out there, come say hi. We'll catch you there this weekend. The rest of you, we'll catch you next week.